And this is 89.1 WEMU, and I welcome you to Civic Matters. I'm David Fair, and every Monday we catch up with Mary Morgan to discuss your civic engagement opportunities. Mary is the Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative and my co-host for Civic Matters. Mary, a self-professed not-morning person, how are you on this morning?
I'm good. Have you recovered from the election yet?
You know, it was an exceedingly long week, but nonetheless, yeah, I think I'm pretty much recovered. My daughter got engaged yesterday, so it was kind of an exciting weekend. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. So we had kind of a fun weekend, and I'm glad to be back at work this Monday, though. You've now had a week almost to digest the Tuesday primary elections of last week. Has any sentiment for you changed, or are you starting to process anything differently based on the results?
Well, not really. I think that it was surprising to a lot of people, the changeovers, particularly in Ann Arbor City Council. And I am of a mind to wait and see what actually happens when these people take office, as opposed to wringing my hands like I've heard some people on social media do. I think that it definitely is going to be a change in the dynamics on council. But we'll see. It was an interesting result for sure.
Yes, those who sometimes are thought to have allied a lot with Mayor Christopher Taylor are voted out of office, but he was reelected, so it's kind of an interesting dynamic there.
Yeah, I think that and I don't really have an answer for why that occurred. The politics of a mayoral campaign, because it's citywide, are different than in the individual wards, so that might be a factor. He has name recognition, and I think that it was my main takeaway, and this is not a real positive one, is that generally, both for the mayoral campaign and also for the individual council races, that the tenor was much more toxic this year. And what I really hope to see is that we can get past some of that. I'm not seeing it yet. I'm still seeing a lot of snark directed particularly towards the people who won in the primary. So I hope we can get past that, because there were a lot of exchanges that were quite heated, and that makes it really hard to govern.
And for the next 2 years, Mayor Taylor will have to work directly alongside, as he has been doing, with 4th Ward Councilman Jack Eaton, who is his opponent in the mayoral race. And it's going to be interesting to see if, through what happened through the course of the campaign, it impacts the way they work together on behalf of the city.
That's true. We'll be watching that, and just, in general, to see whether people vote the way that they're anticipated to vote, whether a lot of people expect the group that got elected, that defeated the incumbents, whether that group actually does vote as a block. You never know. There's some independent voices there that could be wild cards. So there are a lot of things that we're going to have to really pay attention to in the next few years.
And we will be watching. One of the things that happened on last Tuesday and the elections as well is that all the ballot issues before voters passed, and among them, the Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority's millage proposal to continue providing expanded service and routes. And their board will be meeting this week, and I assume with some sense of celebration.
Holy cow, 83% approval
of that
millage.
Pretty overwhelming, yeah.
It really was, and I was just curious. So I went back to 2014 and looked to see what the percentage was, and it passed overwhelmingly, but it was more along the lines of 70%. So, I think that was a real endorsement of the changes that the AAATA made, and that people want to continue seeing those services. So they will have something to celebrate for sure.
And they will be meeting on this Thursday evening at 6:30 p.m. And the budget is on the item, and now they know exactly what they have to work with in moving forward.
Yeah, and one of the things that's happening at that meeting is a public hearing for their fiscal 2019 budget and strategic plan. So if anybody is interested, you can go to their website, or I think you'll post it on your website. We'll have it on Civ Cities as well. A link to information about the proposed budget, which will be probably passed in September. and the strategic plan, which kind of lays out the direction that the agency is going to be headed in the next few years.
Once again, you're listening to Civic Matters, our weekly conversation with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative on 89.1 WEMU. And there's a couple of spots in Washtenaw County government available for those who might want to serve in a different kind of capacity.
You know, we always like to highlight the vacancies that are on advisory boards for local governments, and the county has positions in the Board of Health, August 24th deadline to apply for that, the Food Policy Council, which also has an August 24th deadline, and then the Solid Waste Plan Implementation Action Committee.
That doesn't even fit on a business card.
If you don't want to serve on that, I don't want to talk to you, because that just the name alone, you know, that's bragging rights.
Well, then I expect that you will volunteer.
The deadline to apply for that is September 3rd, and those are all appointments made by the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners. Of course, there are also vacancies for the city of Ann Arbor. You can go to their website and find out more about that.
Once again, this is Civic Matters on 89.1 WEMU. And where do you stand on the notion of accessory dwelling units?
I am 100% in favor of them. I actually have it's a detached garage, but when we built it, we added a loft area that at some point I would love to convert into an ADU. The idea would be that we would be able to provide it to, in our dotage, we would be able to have somebody who could stay there rent-free, maybe a University of Michigan nursing student who could then, make sure that we're still alive every once in a while. But no, I think that that's a great way to add units across the town, and I really would love to see more of those. And I know that there were some changes to the city the zoning ordinances that allowed for what the city assumed would allow for more, but there are certain hurdles that haven't been addressed. So I hope that there's going to be a series of sessions this week called the ABCs of ADUs. It's been organized by Jessica Lita. She's a relatively new board member for the Ann Arbor Area Development Authority, and the DDA is funding that in part. And they're basically sessions that are trying to get people more aware of the possibilities, of the challenges. There's one for historic districts, there's some that are for professionals, architects and builders. So I think it's an interesting concept to explore, and I'm glad that that's going to be pushed a little bit.
Should we see some significant expansion of accessory dwelling units in the Ann Arbor area? Could this be a primary component of dealing with the affordable housing issue?
I think it could be a component. I think that there is no one magic bullet for that, and the ADUs would be added very incrementally. So it certainly, over the long term, it might be a significant change, but certainly not in the short term. It's not going to be a major component in addressing the affordable housing issue.
Well, we move from talking about where we may live inside to what we can do outside. There's a couple of things going on in the parks this coming weekend.
Yeah, last week we highlighted Ann Arbor's Give 365 volunteer program. It coordinates volunteers throughout the city's park system. And there are two opportunities this Saturday to help out at stewardship events. One is in Olson Park on Saturday morning, and then there's another in the afternoon at the Duvarne Woods Nature Area. Both of them are, get out there and wear your work shoes and pull non-native invasive weeds, and they also serve snacks.
I was going to say, you have not mentioned the most important part. That is the enticement for me, for certain.
I don't know what kind of snacks, but, when you have snacks, that's always a bonus.
Well, it's a great way to get outside, do something, and perhaps meet some new folks in the community who are right alongside you in wanting to do better for our parks system. You posted a blog recently that really caught the eye of a lot of folks, and it was called Seeding an Oasis in Our Local News Desert. How to Grow an Independent News Source for the Ann Arbor Area. Now, we recognize that we are lacking throughout Washtenaw County in our ability to cover what is going on in all of our local municipalities, and certainly the lack of a daily newspaper doesn't help. You've explored a variety of options as to how we might come up with a community and independently sourced news team.
The takeaways are it needs to be collaborative. It needs to be in part publicly funded to have a stable revenue source. And, you know, I think it's doable. I just think it's a question of whether this community has the will, the political and financial will, to pull it off. And I would, it's, you know, some fairly controversial, turns out, ideas.
Right.
But I think that, it's worth exploring. I kind of feel like, you know, it's in some ways it's my last word on the subject because we've been talking about this for years. And I'm just kind of putting it out in the universe. And if one of the potential stakeholders wants to pick it up and go with it, that would be awesome.
Well, I encourage everybody to go read it. It is certainly food for thought. And until the next time we get together, thank you so much, Mary Morgan.
Have a great week.
That is Mary Morgan, the Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative and my co-host for Civic Matters. I'm David Fair, and you are listening to your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.